Welcome to Perfectly Imperfect, the podcast for high-achieving perfectionist women struggling to see their worth in motherhood. With me, Rhea Oliver, owner of the Maternal Wellbeing Foundation and emotional health coach and therapist for anxious mums. I believe that when a woman truly finds herself in motherhood, it is often for the very first time in her life. Only then is she able to shed the weight of expectation, conditioning, judgment, and her worth being tied into productivity. And that this is one of the most freeing journeys a woman can go on. So join me while we delve into being perfectly imperfect and step into being uniquely you in motherhood. Welcome back to this episode of Perfectly Imperfect. And in this episode, I want to explore with you how your fear of judgment and the persona that you think you create for people is driving your anxiety and driving your perfectionism and your good girl complex, which then just makes them much harder habits to break. Now, as a perfectionist, you want people to see you in a certain way. You want people to think that you are cool, calm, and collected and always in control, even when on the inside you are crippled with anxiety and self-doubt and low self-esteem. You want to people please everyone to keep them happy. You want to be all the things and do all of the things so that people don't judge you or think less of you. However, there is no one person in your life that is ever going to see you in the same way. So whether that's your family, your friends, your children, your colleagues, your co-workers, the school-run mums, the woman on the till in the supermarket, your milkman, friends and family members of those that you love and care about, they are all going to see you through their own beliefs, through their own values, through their own expectations and experiences and personality types. Because we are all so uniquely different in our being, the way that we perceive other people and the sensory information that we are interpreting to create the reality that we each live in. And let's not forget, our realities are like individual bubbles that we exist inside of. You are never experiencing the same thing in the same way as somebody else, because we pull it all through our belief systems and we pull it all through our past experiences. So no one person in your life is ever going to see you in the same way. Yet as a perfectionist and a people pleaser and someone with the good girl complex, you are desperately, although unknowingly, trying to create a persona of you that you can present to the world and expect that they are all going to see you the same way. And they are just simply not. So as the good girl and as a perfectionist, your habits are trying to show you in a good light, are trying to reduce people's judgments or negative criticism. Because as a perfectionist and as the good girl, you have become so accustomed to always doing the right thing and saying the right thing and being the right person that starting to let go of that feels really scary. What are they going to see? Are they going to, that fear of judgment can be like a fear of being found out. That imposter syndrome can kick in. Will they notice that actually I'm not a very loyal person, or I'm not a very loving wife, or I'm not a great mum, or I'm actually not very good at my job, or that I'm just winging it like all of us actually are? That fear is so huge, but you've created these habits to try and show yourself in a positive light to other people without even really ever taking a moment to think, one, I actually have no idea what their judgments and perceptions of me are anyway. And two, if everybody perceives me in a different way, how could I possibly live up to those standards and expectations when they can vary so much from person to person? So if how everyone sees you is so different, You can't keep everyone happy. You can't live up to all of those expectations. And you can't be your authentic self because you're spending all of your emotional time and energy and headspace in trying to figure out who you need to be in order to fit in to all of the roles that you play in life. And that is draining. Imagine how much headspace you are going to save and how much emotional energy you are going to save if the only way you have to show up in life is just being authentically you. It strips away so much worry and so much doubt and so much anxiety, but the fear is there. What if I show the real me and I'm not accepted? Or I don't even know who the real me is anymore. So how on earth am I meant to present that side of myself to the world? So much of those habits and those worries and those doubts you have normalized. And in normalizing them and allowing them to continue to be, you have unwittingly chipped away at your self-esteem, your inner confidence, your self-belief. Everything is so low, and you've created a cage around yourself in which you now exist. You have created a cage where you're like, I know that I want better and I want to feel more relaxed and more at ease and have more headspace, but I have created so many walls around myself that I can't break them down. And my beliefs around why those walls are there are so flipping strong that I cannot step past them or overcome them or start to chip away at them in order to start being my more authentic version of who I actually am. So your self-esteem, although you might not recognize it right now, is rock bottom, and you rely on negative self-talk and telling yourself that you're a failure, and you do it so much that you actually don't even question it anymore. And those beliefs are so strong that they don't feel like just a set of thoughts. And I say this all the time in therapy sessions with my clients, that so much of what you are thinking is just a set of thoughts. But you have said them so much to yourself for so many years that they present to you as facts. I am a failure. I'm not good enough. I'm never going to overcome this. They're just a set of thoughts. And the sooner we can realize that, the easier it is to start breaking free from the cage that we find ourselves in. So where you've normalized, you've created a whole set of what appears to be facts about yourself, and they're really not. But you people please, because you don't want other people to think those same beliefs that you have about yourself. So if you believe that you're a failure, if you believe that you're not good enough, if you believe that life can never be better than it is right now, if you believe that no matter what you do, it's going to be wrong, if you believe that being perfect is the way to be seen by other people, if you believe these things, you are going to assume that other people think the same about you too. But all you are doing is projecting your own thoughts, your own beliefs, your own experiences onto other people. Because it is easier to say, I bet that's what they think of me, than it is to say, this is what I think of myself. That feels like a much harder road to go down. So you try to be perfect so that other people can't see the wounds underneath it all. And you have always been the good girl and played several different roles in your life, because being the good girl makes you feel momentarily better, or trying to get something perfect makes you feel momentarily better. Bending over backwards makes you feel momentarily better, but long term, you are crippled under the weight of expectation and productivity and doing all the things. So being the good girl is a role that you have taken on, probably at some point in your childhood, where you learned that you had to be the good one in order to be accepted and to not cause a fuss, and to be nice, even when you feel differently, even when you're upset or angry or emotional, like, I have to be the nice girl and keep it all together. So to some people as who you are right now in this moment in time, to some people, they're going to look at you and think, wow, she is unstoppable. She is an absolute super mum. And to other people, they might think, God, she is way too much. Or someone might think, God, she's not enough. I wouldn't want to be her. Or she's too shy. Or she's too confident. Right? And if all of these people in your life have got such varying views of who you are or who they perceive you to be, there is no way that you can create a persona that keeps all of those other people happy whilst keeping yourself miserable. Now, nothing has changed within that about who you actually are. It's just other people's perceptions of you are different because of their own values and their own beliefs and their own experiences, none of which you can do anything about, none of which are within your control, and none of which are your business. What people think of you has nothing to do with the person that you are. So if everyone's perceptions of you right now at this point in time, no matter how hard you've tried to be perfect and no matter how long you have been the good girl, can vary from, wow, she is an absolute super mum, to, oh, she's not enough. She doesn't seem good enough. She seems like she's failing at life. There is nothing you can do, no matter how hard you try, to live up to the perceptions of other people. Now, within that, what we also need to recognise is that you are never going to know what their perceptions of you are. So what is it that you're trying to live up to anyway? And again, we've got to bring ourselves back to those internal beliefs. What you're trying to live up to is what you believe to be true right now about who you are as a person, that you are projecting onto other people and then trying to over-accommodate to change what they might believe to be true without ever doing the inner work on what you believe to be true about who you are. So if you think, I am not a good enough mum, and I bet that other people are judging me for the same, so I'm going to try and show that I'm perfect and that I'm on top of it and that my kids are happy and present this whole like Instagram life to the world that makes everything look floaty and happy and peaceful and serene, that's not about other people's perceptions. That is you overcompensating for a negative belief. And rather than doing the inner work, and rather than getting yourself to a better place where you are more self-accepting and you can move yourselves forwards and grow as a person, we're going to focus on external validation, because as a society, that's kind of what we've ever been taught about what matters. Make sure that other people see you and appreciate you and believe in you or doubt you. But actually, what we need to be doing is looking inwards and thinking, where am I at within myself? And how is this feeding into my habits? And if I want to create change in my life, what do I have to do in order for that to happen? Because perceptions vary based on their own values and beliefs, and you can't control any of that. So look at your own values and your own belief systems and do something about those and notice how much life changes. So you can't live up to other people's standards if you, one, have no idea what anyone actually thinks about you. And let's not forget, the assumptions that you have are just assumptions. They are not fact. And two, you can't please everyone all of the time. What if the only person whose opinion matters is your own? Because it wouldn't matter if everyone around you thought, she is the most amazing woman, mother, friend, daughter, wife that there has ever been. It wouldn't matter if all of that external validation was positive, if your inner voice is going to say, but we don't believe that. You're a failure. You're not good enough. It doesn't matter what comes in from the outside if what's going on the inside is going to undo all of that work. So that need to be the good girl, that need to be perfect, is a habit or a set of habits that you've got to try and make other people see you in a positive light. But even if they do, you see yourself in a negative light. So it still isn't enough. So focus your time and energy instead on who you are deep down, underneath the perfectionism, underneath the people pleasing, underneath being the good girl. Now, to think about that in this moment in time, say it to yourself, ask yourself that question, who actually am I without trying to be perfect, without trying to be the good girl? And it's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable because you don't know the answer. Perhaps your mind has gone blank. So much of that perfectionism and people pleasing and good girl complex will be coming through because that has always felt like who you are. That is not who you are. They are a set of habits that you have created. So in asking yourself right now, who am I? It feels so uncomfortable because I don't know. Might feel really awkward because your answer to that is looking at yourself through other people's eyes, or your perception of looking at yourself through other people's eyes. It might feel really difficult because you have never let your true self actually see the light of day because you've always played a role. You've always been a certain type of person. But here you are now, being a mum, and helping your children to find themselves and stand up for themselves and live in their truth, all while feeling an internal storm, teaching your kids the very things that you don't practice for yourself. How often in our parenting do we also, as our kids get to a certain age, try and keep them smaller and quieter and like just don't show off too much? Don't boast about things too much. There crosses a line at some point where we stop being so encouraging of our kids and start putting them in boxes too, because them being their true selves and being loud or singing all the time or whatever it might be, all of a sudden starts to feel really difficult because hang on a minute, I've never been able to just do that. I've never been able to just make noise or throw things on the floor, which, you know, happens all the time with kids. I've never been able to just be me. And we start putting them in boxes because it's making us feel uncomfortable, because I was never able to do that. So your kids learn through what they see. They don't learn through what they hear. So it doesn't matter if you're saying to themselves, like, be confident in yourself and stand up for yourself and just always be uniquely you, if what they're seeing is you not doing the same, or if what they're seeing is you saying, but can you just tone it down a bit? Can you just quieten down a bit? Can you just not be so you, right? So what you do has way more impact than what you say. So we need to start role modeling this to our kids. But we can't role model it if we're not standing in our own truth, if we're too busy being perfect, if we're too busy bending over backwards to everyone to the point of emotional exhaustion, if we're too busy being the good girl because, dear God, what is possibly going to happen if I stop being that and doing that for all of these people? So if that is you, then this is a truth that you need to hear. You are not defined by how much you do, or how busy you are, or how tired you feel, or how many plates you spin, or by what other people think of you. Start defining your life based on how you see yourself, based on how you feel about yourself, based on how you treat yourself, and watch how quickly everything else falls into place behind that with so much more ease. This is like the universe aligning. When you start stepping into yourself and being uniquely you, everything else, all the other challenges, the worries, the doubts, the anxieties, they all fall by the wayside because you're living in your truth and you're being authentically yourself. Now, it will take being a cycle breaker because we are not told or shown that women can be rested and relaxed and happy or going with the flow kind of people. That is never the message we have. We are told that women are overwhelmed and undersupported and tired and stressed out beings, especially when you are a mother. It's probably what you learned from your own mum. Look back at your own conditioning about what a family looked like as you grew up. What was the role of the woman and the mother of the house there? And how are you emulating that now? Which is normal because that's all you've ever known. In movies, we see women as being stressed out, maxed out and overwhelmed. Or they're in a really masculine energy and they're high flyers and earning all the money and doing all the things. But then they're also told that when they're in that more masculine energy, that they're not enough and they're not likable and all of these other things. So there can be a fear created there. Like, what if I step out of being overwhelmed and stressed? Does that make me not likable? And as a perfectionist, people pleasing good girl, I can't step into that because that is terrifying. But you can create what you want your life to look like, regardless as to the messaging and what the expectations of society might be or the expectations of your own family. You only have one life. And if you are going to live it for the benefit of other people all the time, or if you're going to live it in a way where you never get to be you, it is a wasted life. Now, society, they want us to believe that we have to be overwhelmed and maxed out and undersupported because it stops us from ever challenging the norm. It stops us from ever saying, hey, this isn't enough for me, because you're now telling me that I can have the career and be a great mum and run the household and do all of these things, but I don't have support because I'm told that I'm actually not worthy of it. So I'll keep doing all of these things and spinning all of these plates, even though it doesn't feel enough. So they want us to believe those things because it keeps us small and obedient as the good girl, and it keeps us controlled and less than everybody else. But that doesn't mean you have to take all of that on board. This is just a layer of social conditioning and family conditioning based on other people's wants and expectations. And you don't have to step into that role if that is no longer feeling right for you. Maybe being the perfectionist and the people-pleasing good girl did work for you at one point. Maybe that is what you needed in order to survive a certain stage of your life. And what I see a lot in mothers, but particularly mothers that have just had their last baby, is that feeling of not enough. I have everything I ever wanted and it doesn't feel enough. And it doesn't feel enough because within the life that you have created, you have completely lost yourself. So let's let a little bit more of her back in. And then you've got everything you wanted, not in a perfect way, but in a perfectly imperfect way, because you are able to be you and you are able to parent in the way that you want to because you're not exhausted and maxed out. And you're able to maintain your relationship or your marriage because you're not full of resentment that they can be them, but you can't be you. It has such a ripple effect through everything that you do. So to start unraveling your good girl perfectionism and bringing awareness to where you might be at in your journey right now, I want you to ask yourself these five questions. And journal around them. Don't just think about them because you'll avoid, you'll delete, you'll distort. Write these questions down, journal around them, and drop me an email or a DM and tell me what comes up for you. So number one, if you no longer felt compelled to be perfect and please everyone, what would that version of you look like? What is different about that version of you? Number two, if being the good girl has always been a role you've played and you stop playing that role, who are you instead? Number three, what are you sacrificing in continuing to be perfect and please everyone and be the good girl? And is that sacrifice worth it? Number four, if doing more and being more still isn't making you feel good enough, what needs to happen instead? And number five, who actually are you underneath the layers of expectation and who you think you should be? I would love to know what comes up for you there. Sit with a journal, set aside 10 minutes, put a timer on, write your answers down, because otherwise you will delete and distort them, or your mind will go blank, or you'll just avoid it because it feels really difficult and uncomfortable. And just see what comes out. And then please do drop me a DM or an email or book onto one of my free support calls and let's talk it through. Because there's going to be stuff that comes up for you there. There's going to be stuff that you do want to avoid. There's going to be stuff that you're like, oh, that feels like I'm lifting the lid off Pandora's box and I'm not going to know what to do with it. Let's have a chat. Let's really start working through these things, because you're here and listening to this podcast for a reason. Now we need to start making change. Don't just sit and nod along and think, yep, that all, I understand it all. It all makes sense. But there's nothing I can do about changing it. There is so much that can be done in a relatively short space of time to free yourself from the shackles of perfectionism and the good girl complex. Because when you can stop living your life for the sake of others and start living for yourself, big things change. Thank you for listening to this episode of Perfectly Imperfect, the space for perfectionist mums wanting to find their worth and themselves in motherhood. If you have enjoyed this episode and want to find out more about my services or how I can support you, find me on Instagram at Maternal Wellbeing Foundation, or drop me an email on Rhea@thematernalwellbeingfoundation.com.